Okay, here's the latest on this cemetery across the street.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
There's a shopping center across the street from our radio station that has, among other things, a Barnes & Noble,
yeah,
an Old Navy,
right,
Starbucks, mm-hmm, and a giant grocery store. I made the tragic mistake today of once again trying to go to that goddamn Starbucks, and again I counted. First off, it's impossible to find a parking spot.
Absolutely impossible.
I find the spot. I do the windy, the swirling, the spiral staircase to get down to the stupid Starbucks. Mm-hmm. The line of people is outside.
There are no work rules here in Rockville. I should point that out also, because the traffic, would you agree? It doesn't matter morning, noon, or night. I mean, there is no, you know, 9 to 5 here.
Right.
I mean, people are working at all hours of the day, so you'll see them out and about at times normally when we don't see people.
Sure. This Starbucks is about 2 o'clock this afternoon, so jam-packed, people are waiting outside.
Right.
Okay, that's how many people were in the Starbucks, and it's got plenty of room to sit down and everything. And to be honest, it was only one or two people that were outside because the door was opening up and people were letting the cold people in. But I decided, this is ridiculous.
Waiting to get their coffee that was rated less the quality than McDonald's.
And once again, that Starbucks across the street, the problem is, and I counted, 8 employees,
yes,
you know, like 100 customers, 8 employees, and 2 guys standing by the juicer machine, mm-hmm, looking like they were in the movie Quest for Fire. Really. So I said, screw this. I've already raved out about Starbucks before. You know what I should do? I got a couple of seconds. I'm going to run into the grocery store. This is how romantic I am. I'm going to run into the grocery store. I'm going to pick up a Valentine for my girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I'm going to think ahead. It's a week ahead, right?
Good for you.
Now, Mike has documented his problems.
I've had an altercation there. I've probably been there more than anybody else on the mm-hmm show, and I hate it. I hate it with a passion. It's the worst shopping experience of my life.
Here's what happened today, and I was not involved in this. I was simply a spectator. I never even got out of my car to go into the grocery store, and there was a show there for me that I wanted to share with you today.
Really?
Oh, good.
So I make my way from the Starbucks to the Giant, like 400 yards. It took me about 10 minutes. Because, you know, everybody just inching.
Yeah, people
inching.
Do not drive with any care or any awareness
finally
whatsoever.
I get over by the big, gigantic, mega grocery store, and before I can even start looking for a place to park, I notice that there is a car that is parked in 3 other cars. Now,
blocked it in,
right? Oh. Now, you know how the cars are parked vertically.
Yes.
And the rows go horizontally.
Exactly.
Right? Well, what someone in a very big rush did was,
oh, wow,
parked about four spaces from the end of the row, but just parked horizontally, blocking the 3 people.
And got out?
What a jerk.
And got out.
And actually, were the flashers on?
No, just went in.
Just went in and parked their car.
Just went in. So I made my way around the very first row of the parking lot, and as I made the turn, I saw it looked like AARP was having a meeting, mm-hmm, because there was about 80, it seemed to be 80 men and women who all looked like the Penguin from Batman, you know, waddling around. It was old people wearing parkas.
Yeah. Why are they parking over there, Batman?
Waddling around. And as I inched up closer and closer, I rolled down the window and I heard people talking. I heard them saying, the car has been there for 20 minutes. Somebody is inside the store. Do you believe this? I've been waiting. Has anybody called a tow truck?
I guess technically the car, if it was right towards the end of the line, had parked in handicapped people. Because they were
because I made a note of this. Huh? There were 3 parking spots that are for handicapped.
Yeah,
and this guy started parking people in like 4 spots into the row, so he was not blocking.
So he didn't even go to the end. And what makes it egregious is he could have parked even along the place where bag pickup is.
So here's what's
and not gotten in trouble.
Here's what's so great about this. I'm sitting there going, oh Christ, I'm screwed now because I'm looking in front of me. And there was a mob of old people standing around this car.
A mob.
And as soon as I hit the backup, I noticed that there are, you know how that parking lot is. There are people coming up behind me.
Oh, it's insane.
And I'm already thinking, this is going to be the most ridiculous day of my life. I'm going to be late for work because I'm in a parking lot across the street from our building.
I think the engineers that designed that said, okay, we're going to put a Starbucks here. We'll put a Giant here. We'll put a Target over here, an Old Navy. Oh, parking.
Here's what made this really great. And this could only happen across the street.
Yeah.
And I was not involved in it in any way but love seeing it. So I'm just sitting there, and I was about to call someone to come across the street, across the highway, to see what was going on, right? I wanted to document this. Like, this is the weirdest thing ever in this parking lot. All of a sudden, all of the people go running towards this guy's car, the car blocker car. As it turns out, the guy has come out of Giant.
Ah. I'm dying to know, young, old. I am dying to know.
Get him, boys.
He had to be 60 if he was, you know, I want to say maybe 59, but.
So way too young to have done that. Like being a doddering old fool.
He was anything.
And not like some young punk that said, no, I'll dash in and out and screw everybody else.
He had that old man, get out of my way vibe about him, because I saw all of these other people looking at him like, uh-oh, hey, someone's coming towards the car. And I see the guy. Now, he has on.
I don't think this is an area where people are averse to expressing their opinion either.
He has on a leather jacket. And he's got on, like, one of those leather goddamn Jackie Stewart driving caps, like a Billy Idol cap.
Right.
And it looks like he maybe went into, like, 10 items or less lane, because he seriously has one plastic bag.
One tiny bag.
That he's carrying. And I hear, as he gets to the car, I start hearing, hey, what are you doing? And this guy goes ballistic.
All right.
Old man ballistic.
Really?
I am sitting, I don't know, 10 car lengths away, got my window down. I hear him screaming at people. I hear this old man screaming at people saying, no one knows how to park here. Is there a place to park? I don't see a place to park. Everywhere I look, there's nowhere to park. I wanted to buy my items. I got my items. If you don't like it, call the police.
So somebody, you know what? They've got such an issue over there. Yeah. It is so insane. I almost can't blame the guy.
Somebody says, we have called the police.
Ah.
And at that point, this guy says, good, let's wait for them.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking, all right.
Poor guy. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Let's wait for him.
Because he hasn't done anything really illegal.
No, not yet. No.
Here is the problem. That while they're waiting for the cops to show
up. We have called the police, and they would call the police.
Of course.
At the Cemetery Giant, they would call
for
the police.
Parking, yes.
While they were waiting, and I do not know if the cops ever showed up, because what happened was, as they were waiting, there was this moment where there was like 10 people that were verbally attacking this guy. And
right.
And he was holding like a lion tamer. He had this crowd of 10, and he was using nothing but his voice to keep them at bay. Like, this whole shopping center is crazy.
It is.
How can anybody expect to park here?
Right.
And then one of the guys says to him, hey, could you please move your car so I can get my car out of here? The guy says, no problem. Now, this is where it just gets totally nuts. The guy in the leather hat gets into his car where he has blocked these three cars. He moves his car far enough to let the guy get out of the parking spot.
One guy.
Then he backs his car into the parking spot.
Wow. So he is waiting for the police.
Oh, yes. And keep in mind, because he's old and because there's
takes him a little while to do that.
There's zero turn room.
There's no room for anything, and the spaces are about half size.
The guy's doing this thing where he's going back half an inch, and he's moving up an inch.
Is it a large vehicle?
It's a big one.
Oh, they most of them are.
Yeah. It's
more Cadillacs per square inch over there than anywhere else.
It's a big one, and as he's trying to back in, now by this point, people behind me are doing this because it's like, what the frig is going on? And it's the old guy who's trying to back into the spot. And as he gets into the spot,
right,
and I am finally able to pass and figure I'm just going to leave this, he gets out of his car and he shuts the door. And I hear him go up to one of the people and go, where's the police? Where are the police?
Wow, let it go.
And that's how it ended.
Wow. And you left before. You couldn't hang around and see the full show if police got there or not.
I know you've talked about how crazy that place is.
It's beyond anything I can even describe. I swear to God, it is a combination of too many people and too little space and just what the F people are doing out there at 2:00.
I'm really
jamming that parking lot. I mean, it's supposed to. Don't you think grocery stores are normally, like, say, the people at 10:00 in the morning
and then maybe after work at
mornings
like 5:30.
Right.
What I couldn't figure with this old guy was, first off, he parks and he screws everybody out of their spots. Then they accost him. He fights back. Mm-hmm. He lets the one guy out.
Right.
And then at that point, when he just should have gotten in his car and left because all these old people were screaming, they called the cops. He not only parks and waits for the cops because he wants to fight about this.
Right. Sure.
Right.
He's got to back that big-ass Buick boat in. And when I finally made it by him,
right,
it was one of those deals where I incurred his wrath. This was the last little bit as I was trying desperately to get out of the parking lot.
Right.
He was still trying to back into the spot, and I had just enough room to just get by.
Squeeze by him.
And as I was just getting by, he looked up and laid on the horn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And all I couldn't even hear anything. It was just, I just see a face from behind the window screaming at me something about, why are you driving here? I'm trying to back up here.
The urban sprawl in Rockville, on Rockville Pike, is urban sprawl that has been around since, I guess, for 30 years.
Yeah,
and 30 or 40 or 50 years even. I'm not sure, but I mean, the urban sprawl here, you know what they need? They need something that they're incapable of getting around here. On the Pike, they need another grocery store, and there is no room to build one. It can't happen unless you tear something else down.
Right.
And until that, I'd love to do a survey as to the closest grocery store to that one. I think it's amazing. I think it's really amazing.
I thought I might have seen some senior on senior violence today.
That's
right. It's incredible.
This old guy, more power to him. Jesus Christ out there.
Okay, well, I'm glad somebody else is bitching about it.
We'll take one call that we got to break for the 24 guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Very
I got
well.
Bad news for all of you. They bust in Jews from the senior home about 2 blocks away there.
Jesus God, we got a Klansman on the
Apparently
phone here.
So.
They bust in Jews. You sound like Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets.
There's Jews
at my supermarket. Jesus, pal. My
course,
God.
That was the problem, of course. Rob, why didn't you tell me they bust in Jews?
I was not aware.
Surprised you weren't on that one, Rob. You know, if they bust people in, it wouldn't be as much of a problem.
True.
Because the problem is everybody has an automobile over
Actually,
there.
Actually, that was the case. Robbie would be busting them out.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I,
right.
That's
exactly.
Rob would not bust people in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? Mike, I was at your show the other day with the bird and everything. I was a mailman out there. But that shopping center, if I'm not mistaken, I know it says Rockville Pike, but I'm pretty sure it says street name on there as well, and if the cops could give you a ticket if you're double parked and doing illegal stuff.
Well, that's why I was so curious that the guy was going to stay and fight
it out with
him.
Probably would get a ticket, I would think.
Yeah. See,
I'm pretty sure.
He was wrong 1,000 different ways,
sure.
Just being a dick and parking these people in.
Right. It's just
I feel for everybody
over there.
Well, Mike?
Also, there's a lot of Jewish community centers that are around behind you guys.
We heard that they bus in the Jews. That's what we just heard.
Yeah, we heard from the other Klansmen that called in.
Jesus. You'll see him at the meeting.
Bye-bye.
Especially if there's
you know, as much as Rob might be pained to hear this, I do not believe it is a religious issue.
No.
I believe it's a population issue.
Always a religious issue.
Thank you, Rob.
But
he's
a major factor also.
Oh, they're bussing in Jews today.
Oh, my God.
That's why it was so crowded at
Unbelievable.
Starbucks. It's Tuesday. They're bussing in all the Jews today.
Tuesday.
Oh, all right. Well, we come back. We'll pick up the debate on 24. Everybody watch 24 last night?
Yes. Indeed.
Yes. Watch 24?
Indeed, as James Brown would say.
I think I've made my mind up one way or the other on the show, but we should definitely talk to the actor who plays Bill Buchanan face.
A lot of FaceTime for Bill Buchanan last night.
His name is... Oh, right. We talked about him yesterday. Jimmy Morrison.
Yes, light my fire.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.